Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. Happy Mardi Gras to Michael Johnson and everybody else. And away we go on a day that it just looks like there's nothing to talk about. So that's what it is, okay? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to say, as we'll go over the second base prospects in Major League Baseball, and there's so many of them to talk about. But first, don't forget, and I'm going to give you a fair warning right now, we're going to publicize it on the podcast. We're going to put it up on the homepage of the website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. If you'd like to be in our 15-team mixed league, apparently that's what the consensus will be. Right now we've got five entrants into the 15-team league. That was in one day, so I don't care what you've done in the past. You may have suggested in the past you want to be on, you want to be in, you want to be with us. This is not the travel team. This is the online edition. We're still working on the travel edition on the live draft. If you want to be in this, get to the website right now. You'll see there's a link on the chatter page that'll be up in just a little bit. Go to the water cooler, and you can make your acceptance speech there, or send me an email, LennyMelnick@gmail.com. 15, that's what we got, and so far we got five or six people, depending if I play or not, okay? All right. Are we in more than one? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be one. We'll see how it works out. Okay, so sign up for the league. A lot of things going on. Evan Gattis out 4 to 6 weeks with a hernia. So that's going to set him back a little bit, because 4 to 6 weeks puts him, and then he got to recover and all that stuff. Matt Latos was signed by the Chicago, $3 million they signed for, and it looks like Eric Johnson, if you're in a dynasty league and you have Eric Johnson, doesn't look like Eric Johnson's going to be part of anybody's plans this year. So we'll see about that. Is anybody interested in Cliff Lee? Anybody like Cliff? Now, Cliff Lee wants to come back, and for years, the Yankees have been associated with Cliff Lee. Now, I haven't read anything recently about Cliff Lee and the Yankees hooking up, and certainly Cliff Lee is going to have to prove himself, show that he can pitch back-to-back, day after day, whatever it is, so we'll see about Cliff Lee. But I think if he is able to pitch, wouldn't shock me if the Yankees are the team. They've been after him for years. Giovanni Gallardo hasn't signed. Is he going to get the same? He's not even going to get as good a contract as Ian Kennedy got, that's for sure. And I really think it's a little unfair. If you take a look at the rules, if you were traded during the course of the year, that's a big bonus for you, because then when you become a free agent, there's no compensation pick. If you're not traded and you're the property of a team all year long, you got that compensation pick, and that's gonna cost you a couple of million bucks. So it's much better to be traded. And I love all these guys who have in their contract that they can veto trades, because I'll tell you, it's much better to be traded. This way you don't have to worry about the compensation pick, okay? So pretty interesting. I'm going to have a couple of questions on the chatter page. Here's one, and you can send this to me, LennyMelnick@gmail.com. Don't put it in the chat room, because here's the question. Name the number one home run hitter on the Cardinals last year, and name the number two home run hitter, and don't freaking look it up, okay? Don't look it up. No, you can't look it up. It's not right. You got to do it. 7 out of 12 playoff teams last year, not by coincidence, we're in the top 12 in home runs, so you want to take a look at that as well. And a couple other things. Jurickson Profar will not make the opening day roster. And there's Buck. Holy man, we got a Buckaroo sighting. I was going to call you this afternoon, Buck. I thought it was something I said or something I did. Hopefully you're okay. Haven't seen Buck in a while, but you know what? This is my favorite expression, okay? And I'm going to put it on my tombstone. Life gets in the way. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Okay, so anyway, Profar won't make the opening day lineup. The trivia question, who led the Cardinals in home runs, but who came in second? That's the big one. Now, the Kansas City, by the way, if you're paying attention at home, they got the Ian Kennedy. Kansas City had the least amount of innings pitched of all starting pitchers last year. So that's because the bullpen. And Trucker Rob is here. Holy macaroni and cheese. We are rocking and rolling today. So here's one for you. All right, here's a trivia question. First one in gets it. Put your hand on the buzzer, okay? Because the answer is obvious, but I want to see who's paying attention. All right? No, Greitschik was not second, okay? So I'll give you that. Put it, send it, or whatever you want to do. Okay, here's the trivia question. Put your hands on the buzzer because you're going to get the answer right. You think you're going to get the answer right. Who's getting paid more money this year? Josh Donaldson or Melvin Upton? Now, Donaldson, yeah, they just agreed on a contract, so it's up to date. All right, Wong was not second either. That's Wong, totally Wong. So both of you guys, the Johnson & Johnsons, take guesses, and they're both wrong. So something's not right here. Anyway, who made more money? Who's making more money this year? Josh Donaldson or Melvin Upton? Okay, put that one in the chat room. Let's see. Upton. Melvin Upton's making more money than Josh Donaldson. So there you go. So, and one of the reasons I like the Giants this year is because they got three center fielders in the outfield, three former center fielders in Spam and Pagan, and Hunter Pence used to play center field as well. All right, so that takes care of that. That'll get you up to date on what's going on in Major League Baseball. And, of course, we have done the first and third base analysis and then put them all together to understand that if you're in a 15-team league, I got about 45 good first base and third base candidates. So there's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of squeeze there. We haven't done the outfielders, but I think the outfielders will have to produce 13 extra players to accommodate for the utility spot. So it's going to be pretty interesting. There is a definite shortage of players going into it because there's just not enough players to draft at first third. If you got 45, that's what you need in a 15-team league, 45. Let's see if they can, if we can get some extra outfielders. We'll do that in the next couple of days. But second base, I got to tell you, second base is loaded. Second base in Major League Baseball, you have candidates up the gazoo. And I will tell you something. When you hear a program, wherever it is, and they're talking fantasy baseball, you hear a podcast or whatever, and somebody says there's always a shortage, a scarcity of position at second base, or they don't know what they're talking about. I got about, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 6. I got about 20 decent, 25, holy cow. There's about 25 second basemen that you could put in your lineup, okay? So you can't tell me that there's a second base. That's the thing. Third base is going to go quick, so get your third baseman. Second base you can sit on. Sit on it. And middle infield, sit on it. You'll find the second baseman. I guarantee it, okay? And we'll start off, of course. I'm not going to mention much about Robinson Cano and D. Gordon and Jose Altuve. The thing about Cano that you want to know certainly is, you know, we all remember how he got off to such a bad start. And from June 22nd, he hit .319. Okay, so to say that Cano could hit .295 with 20 home runs, that's not terrible. That's not a terrible second baseman, that's for sure. So as quickly as Buck got in, then Buck gets out. I guess Blanc Talk and Buck just don't get along. But I love Buck Davidson, and that has already been well documented. By the way, speaking of, Andrea is back. She picked her up at midnight last night at the airport after you don't want to fly from Seattle and have a stopover, that's for sure. When she went to Seattle, it was nonstop. That was not so bad. She came back so the airport could be close to home. And I got to tell you something, man. It was a brutal day. Brutal. Don't take a stopover when you're flying across the country. All right, so here are the second basemen, and there's a ton. And without going, everybody knows Altuve. We know. D. Gordon, to me, I'd be very careful. Anybody who takes a $50 million, I mean, Matt Latos got $3 million guaranteed. D. Gordon accepts an extension where he gets $10 million a year. Now, I know there's a big difference between $10 million and $3 million, but there's a huge difference between D. Gordon's contribution and Matt Latos's contribution. So give me a freaking break. D. Gordon is telling me that he doesn't have any confidence in himself. So I got a $50 million five-year extension. I can't believe it. People are saying, well, you know, he's got the free agent, blah, 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 blah. D. Gordon could have made a better, much better deal. Shows me that he didn't. So I'm off D. Gordon. Daniel Murphy, the superstar. If he hits 285 with 10 home runs, 12, I'll give him 12 home runs. He's not going to run. Now, Dusty Baker has told, we're all very familiar with the fact that Dusty Baker does not like to run. He doesn't like young players. He doesn't like to run, although they say they'll be much more aggressive this year. So forget about the stolen bases from Murphy. I'm really, you know, down. But he'll be good. He's going to bat 284. He's going to store runs. He's not a bad pick to make. His batting average won't hurt you. You just won't get the stolen bases. You'll get 12, 13, 14, something like that, home runs out of Murphy. He's the second baseman. Jason Kipnis. Now, be careful about Kipnis. The last 2 years, he's hit less than 10 home runs. We, you know, look at Kipnis as a home run hitting second baseman. He did hit 303. I think he could hit 290. I think he could. I think that, you know, I'm going to disregard the 6 and 9 home runs that he's hit the last 2 years due to the fact that he can't be that bad. I'm saying 10 to 15 home runs and 15 stolen bases. I'm putting Kipnis right on top of the list up there because I really like Jason Kipnis this year. I kind of like the whole Cleveland team, but I wish they would sign Dexter Fowler. I mean, give me a freaking break. And thank you, Ted. Sounded good this morning on the Braves talk. The only problem is, and I'll tell you, give you a little behind the scenes, is that, you know, we kind of laid it out with the producer how we want to cover it. Then I go on the air and they do it a whole different way. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty easy. But thank you, Ted. Anyway, Ian Kinsler, when Ian Kinsler went from Texas to Detroit, we figured, well, forget about it, okay? Forget about it. Forget about it. Ian Kinsler's not the same player. Now, Ian Kinsler, for 5 years in a row, has gotten double-double numbers. That's home runs and stolen bases. He's got his highest average in the last five years. Since 2008. Yeah, 2008. It's longer than 5 years. Picked up his highest batting average. Stolen bases are down. There's no doubt about it. Stolen bases are down 5 years in a row. But Kinsler, in that line, he's going to score a ton of runs. So, I mean, I would absolutely, you know, I'm waiting at second base. There's a couple of players that I want, but they're not the top guys. Because, you know, I really want to get stolen bases. I would take Kipnis in a second. I'm not confident that Kinsler's going to steal bases. I'm not confident that Murphy's going to steal bases. But I think it's important to get the stolen bases from the middle infield. Now, Rougned Odor, someone that everybody loves, but to me that strikeout rate is a killer. And to me, the 6-for-13 stolen bases is an absolute killer. He's got 36 home runs in the last 2 years, if you want to include the minor leagues. So this kid at 22, everybody loves him, and I like him as well. So I'll put so you see what I'm saying? You take away Altuve, you take away Cano, and you take away the other guy, let's see, Altuve, Cano, and D. Gordon, and you're sitting with some pretty good second-tier second baseman in Murphy, Kipnis, Kinsler, Odor. And I haven't even mentioned the guy who could be the best of them all, and that is Brian Dozier. Who, you know, we remember Brian Dozier from last year, and the memories aren't good because the second half of the year, he only had a .280 on base percentage. And that's not, he only hit 9 home runs. So I'm looking at Brian Dozier to hit 20 plus home runs. Okay? Not terrible. Steal 15 bases, a bat only .250, had an MRI on his shoulder, I believe. Came back okay. A lot of people didn't even know he had an MRI. A lot of people didn't even know he was banged up last year, but he was. And that could be the result. You know, when you take a look at a .280 on base percentage in the second half and 9 home runs in the second half, and you got to say, well, take the position that he was not 100%. He did have a .328 on base percentage in the first half, and he did his job. Brian Dozier, now, When you're looking at spring training, it's very important because the stolen bases were down because he didn't bat at the top of the order the entire year, okay? So if Dozier bats at the top of the order, his stolen bases will be right up there. Could steal you 20 bases. If not, if he bats in the middle of the order, you know, he'll get you the other stuff pretty good, but he's, you know, he's liable to see his stolen bases go down a little bit. So just be very careful. That's one of the things, you know, there are so many players in the spring training box scores that it's impossible to look at all of them. So just put down, look at Brian Dozier, where he's batting in the order, and you can bet your sweet bippy, if I get an opportunity to do the box score show, and somewhere, somehow, somebody's going to want it, but I don't know, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying, but we'll see. I will point out to you these kind of things about Brian Dozier. We'll do it right here on the website. Brian Dozier is one of the guys we're going to absolutely scrutinize, and that's a good word, scrutinize the batting order for Brian Dozier. Now, there's another guy, and he could be the best of all second baseman. Are you kidding me? Those who think that there's a scare, I mean, why do we think there's a scarcity at second base? Why? Why? I don't know, because it's second base? There's a ton of good second basemen. How about Anthony Rendon, who you could put him at third, but why? He's eligible at second, and look, in spring training, he got banged up. It turned out to be a sprained MCL. 280 is what he's going to hit in his sleep, all right? 15 home runs, maybe in his sleep. 5 stolen bases, again, I don't think Dusty's going to want to run, so we'll say 5 to 10. That's, you know, this is another terrific second baseman. So right away, I've got, let's see, 5, 7, 8, 9. And here's a guy who could be the best of all. You know, it's funny because we have on the website, and I'd love for you to check this out. If you haven't gone to the website and made your entry into the Bold Prediction Contest, go to the contest page. I'm offering 100 smackaronis, all right, $100 for the best bold prediction. Now, I will tell you, and I forget who did it, but one of the bold predictions was very simply that Addison Russell would be the MVP in the National League. Now, that I'll tell you something. If it was just based on the boldest of the bold predictions, I'd probably say that's the winner right now. But Russell, who, you know, it's funny. He's 6 feet, 200-pounder, right-handed batter. But against lefties, he only batted 109. That was against lefties. He's a right-handed batter. He has a hard time with lefties when they throw that low and inside off-speed pitch. He's just a sucker for that. But he's only 22. And, you know, look, he's learned how to hit righties. Usually it's the other way around. He's got to hit the lefties, okay? Hit 109 against 109 at bats. Sorry, hit 156 against lefties. If he hits you 250, if he and we welcome Andy Redmond to the carnival here. Welcome, Andy, Greg, two guests, Jet, Nakahoma, Mark, Michael, Rob, Teddy Bilski, Faye, and the lovely and talented Buck. All right, so Russell, what, 250, 18 home runs, 10 stolen bases? Are you kidding me? 22 years old? So go to the bold prediction page, see if you can beat that one. And here's the other guy. So what do we got? We got 10, 11. We're not even done yet. You like, oh, my goodness gracious. And I'll tell you something. There's a guy who's ranked 15th who I like. How about Jonathan Scope? Now, everybody's got Jonathan Scope on their sleeper list. And you know something? I don't blame him. Say good morning to Andy. Welcome Andy aboard, everybody. Andy's a good guy. Andy's showing up, and that's very nice. Anyway, Scope, and I've said this before, he's batted 270-something against lefty. He's a right-handed batter. 6'2", 210, doesn't even look like a second baseman, but he hit 301 against righties. And last year, even though, I mean, you watch Scope, you'll see him up at bat, he'll swing and miss all day long, and he'll still bat you about 280. So I say he's going to bat you about 265 there are some who think that Scope could hit you 20, 25 home runs. He's got a huge upside in that ballpark. Unbelievable. So Jonathan Schoop is there. So I think I've given you the top second baseman around, and even this, even when you drop down a little bit, I haven't even mentioned Colton Wong. Now Colton Wong, what you got to watch out for is don't think that Colton Wong is going to hit you the home runs. I mean, he's just not going to hit them, all right? If you take a look at his minor league history, he doesn't have a track record of hitting 10 or more home runs. No, he doesn't. He absolutely doesn't. So don't expect the home runs. But he only hit 3 home runs after the All-Star game. Something must have been wrong with Colton Wong. He only batted about 235, something like that. Only had 3 home runs. I'm there for the stolen bases. This is a guy I would grab in a second for the stolen bases. The only problem is I'm not overlooking LeMahieu. Are you kidding me? It's just that I'm not getting there yet. I'll be there. But with Colton Wong, here's my thing. In labor, I could get him. In Tal Wars, I can't because we have a Cardinal guy in Tal Wars, all right? So we'll see. Okay, so Colton Wong is right there. Now, Neil Walker, look. You could etch this in your forehead so every morning when you look in the mirror, you'll be reminded that 12 home runs, 50 to 60 RBIs is like, it's like it's there. It's like etched in your forehead. It's not going away because Neil Walker, that's what he does every year since 2010. So you could etch that in your kitchen table or your forehead or whatever. Howie Kendrick the same way. Look, it's time to forget about Howie Kendrick as being the batting title guy. If he hits close to, but he'll hit you close to 300, give you 10 and 10. He'll bat second in that L.A. lineup. That's what they're talking about now. So I'm kind of liking him. Don't get caught up on the Ben Zobrist bandwagon. The good thing about Zobrist at age 34 is that he'll also be playing some outfield. With Schwarber there, don't forget, they got to get Javier Baez in the lineup, and Baez will play some second base, talk about him, especially when Zobrist moves to the outfield, if they want a defensive outfielder there. Dustin Pedroia, 280, 10 home runs, 5 steals, that's about it. His wrist is, 73 days on the DL last year. He had a bad hammy last year. They allowed him only to play 93 games. He's on the other side. All right, now, let's get to the other players. Finally, and I'll get to DJ LeMahieu, okay? DJ LeMahieu, 2 years ago, DJ LeMahieu stole 10, he was 10 for 20 stealing bases. What I like about LeMahieu last year, and the guy, I saw him in Arizona, and I see this guy, 6'4", 205 pounds, and he's playing second base. And I'm saying, who the heck is this guy? He didn't look like a second baseman. Then I look at him, and he's playing first base. Then I look at him, and he's playing third base. LeMahieu's good, but he had an 88% stolen base. And you would think that in Colorado, a 6'4", 200-pound second baseman could hit home runs. He doesn't want to hit home runs. He wants to hit him in the gap. Okay, so he'll hit you 285. He'll hit 5 home runs by accident and steal you 15 bases. A very useful, but you know what? The problem with LeMahieu now is not his production, is that people have caught up to him. 2 years ago, I got him for a dollar or two. You can't do that anymore. Now, Javier Baez played every day in September, wound up hitting 289 with one home run. One home run. So maybe he's made an adjustment to stop striking out so much. That'll get him back in the lineup. If Baez is a Cub, I think he's going to wind up in Tampa, but don't listen to me. I don't know nothing. That's just my opinion. 250, 15 home runs, and 10 stolen bases. Now that's the floor on this guy. You know, we got ceilings and floors. We got Bob Vila building a house. Ceilings and floors and all that. Baez could be better than that. Absolutely could be better than that. All right? Mark Hammond says, won't the script be backwards? Yeah, it'll be backwards, but you can figure it out. DJ LeMahieu backwards is Yumala Il. J-D. Okay? So just write that down. So far, I like everybody. I like every second baseman in baseball, even Chris Owings, who he's got Brandon Drury breathing down his neck, you know. So I'll tell you, Arizona's got some nice players on the team. Only thing about Owings is that he strikes out about, 25% of the time. That's going to keep him on the bench. But he was 16 for 20 in stolen bases. Remember, the middle infield is where I like it. I like to get my steals. And I like Owings. I think Owings could hit you 255 with 8 to 10 home runs and 15 stolen bases. That is a bargain for someone that you may even be able to get on waivers. Corey Spangenberg's the same thing. Now, he only hit 4 home runs in 172 at-bats, but still, he's 24. He'll hit you 275. He'll give you 5 home runs, 15 stolen bases. He strikes out just a little too much, 22%. But I'm telling you, Spangenberg is a good player. And Danny Espinosa. The fear about Espinosa, of course, is Trey Turner. Now, that's the fear. And Espinosa, talk about strikeouts. It's pretty amazing. Second baseman in the history of baseball, where normally the contact hitters, they don't go. How much has baseball changed? You got Jonathan Scope hitting 30. You know, you got Javier Baez hitting 20. You got all these guys. You got Cano hitting 20. You got Odor hitting. You got Dozier. You got Rendon. You got Russell. How many guys could hit the 20 home runs, man? It's just crazy. And they strike out. Second baseman didn't strike out. Remember Bobby Richardson? He didn't strike out. A lot of guys. Nellie Fox never struck out. Now all these guys are striking out and hitting. Josh Harrison, didn't even talk about Harrison. But I think he had his career year. He had a bad ankle last year, made 17 errors. He had a tough time. You know, Harrison was hurt last year with that ankle. Got off to a real rough start when he hit under 200 in his first, 120 at-bats. He did come on to have a pretty decent year. All right, some of the guys that I'm not thrilled with. Stay away from Joe Panik. Hit the 308 in the first half with 7 home runs, and then he had a back injury that kept him really out of the game, and 290, 7 home runs, 5. He's a much better. You see, the Giants have players who are better baseball players than they are fantasy players. Joe Panik is one. Matt Duffy is another. These guys are great ball players, but for fantasy purposes, we don't get excited about them, all right? Chris Cobb is in the house. Welcome, Chris, Mr. Nakahoma. Nice to have you aboard. Logan Forsyth became the darling of the DFS players last year, and I don't know if he can still do it. Now, here's the thing about Forsyth. He batted 313, and he had a 359 on-base percentage when he batted second, and runners were not in scoring position. The thing about Forsyth, he only batted 221 with runners in scoring position. So he's just not going to do it, and he's, 29 years old. Against right-handed pitching, he had 215. So, you know, that's for his career. He had 274 last year. I'll call that monopoly. I'm an anomaly, whatever that is. You know what I mean. That's a year that stands by. It's not monopoly. What am I saying? It's an anomaly, okay? Now, somebody tell me what an anomaly is, but I'm proud. I use that word. It's a big word. I like that. It's an anomaly. All right. So here's who's left. The guy who's left is probably the guy I'm going to have on my Tell Wars team, and I saved him for last. Now, the guy who replaced Chase Utley last year is a ball player. He had a bad thumb, he had a thumb ligament, he had a problem, but he's got minor league credentials of 30 stolen bases, and this is what I want for my fantasy team. I'm not going to spend the money to get the power, I'll take a Colton Wong in a second, but really, to save money, one of the guys I'm watching every single day in the exhibition season is Cesar Hernandez, who had a thumb and ligament injury last year. He replaced Utley. This guy is going to steal you 25 bases in his sleep, as we say. So you can see that when you're plotting out your draft strategy, there's about 15 second basemen. you know, some I like better than others, obviously, but you don't knock yourself out trying to fill second base, because while the third baseman go off the board, the outfielders go off the board, the elite starting pitchers go off the board, you're going to have second baseman galore throughout the draft. Okay, so just be careful, okay? There you go. And of course, Dustin Pedroia. Hey, look, you know, he's 32 years old. Anyway, head over to the website, everybody. The chatter page will be up in a little bit. Don't forget, make your email me, LennyMelnick@gmail.com. Andy is back, so I got some vacuuming to do, okay? And you know that, okay? So thank you for joining me today. And get your entries in if you want to be in the league. I'm telling you, first come, first serve. Thanks.